Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hale Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. We should start this thing over. We should do a whole new show.
Strictly here for entertainment.
We haven't done one thing of work. You know what our bosses are probably thinking about right now?
That we make them a ton of money.
Fair. Fair.
Okay.
I was thinking more, why did we put these two guys on air?
Yeah, for a couple of guys that just do this little small show, cash register sure does cha-ching. Let's not get it twisted, fellas.
Hey, way to stand up for us.
Dude.
Was that a bike bell? Was that supposed to be a cash register?
It's old school.
It's his Pee Wee Herman moment.
That's old school. That's what an old school cash register sounds like.
Wait till you see what happens if they try to put me in a polo. It'll be anarchy.
I can't wait for today.
Dude, I'm not golfing. Like, who? Like, what are we doing?
We have a golf simulator.
What are we, 10? We dressing up for school pictures?
We have a golf simulator over at Herdat. That's what we're doing today.
Dude, by the way, what if I was good at golf? Would that be fantastic? Would we spend more time together?
Yes, because I would golf with you. However, I'm not very good at golf, so it works great.
Yeah.
I shoot about an 88 to a 92.
I should have stayed with my guys at Miracle Hill because they have a teacher whose style, Mike Favre, who, like, totally fit my style. He was patient. He knew I was special, so he'd, like, talk to me, like, on one knee. Like, gave me confidence. I need that guy.
Hey, I found your ball, DB. It's over here in the bushes. Hey, DB, you can play that. You can play that. You got out.
Why does it have to be a bad shot?
Oh, DB, hole in one.
See, you like the rest of these professional athletes. You're mad, too, on social media. Just telling me whatever it is that comes to mind.
I'm Max Homa for you.
Wow.
Have you ever seen his social media game?
Yeah.
Like, hey, he's a good one.
Hey, by the way, what's the narrative for the Super Bowl?
Is it the Kelce brothers?
I think Andy Reid's coach. Hey, how many downloads?
Is it the Andy Reid Bowl? Is it the fact that the Chiefs are back again and nobody thought they would be?
Can I just say this, full disclosure? I think I can say this. Am I in the tree of trust? I'm about to go full Will Ferrell here.
Well, I'll tell you what. We already talked about SNL already.
As an African American, I think I count, right? Last time I checked. Can I just tell you, I'm not a huge fan of intertwining the significance of two black quarterbacks during Black History Month. Do you know why?
Hit me with it.
Because I think at some point you could recognize something's unique without and have it be a standalone deal without downplaying the significance, pitting it against something or with something else. It just happens to be February. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like
every year the Super Bowl happens in February.
I thought you were going to say every February is Black History Month. Right about now, Bill's probably like, we really wanted this guy.
Oh, now they're questioning it. After the first 38 minutes of the show, actually, I'm sorry, we're 47 minutes into the hour.
Chris knocks on Bill's door. He's like, hey, so.
Did you catch the show this morning?
You know all those business models we talked about? Yeah, I just don't think the juice is worth the squeeze.
And he's like, what do you mean? We've had calls coming in all day.
Yeah, FCC on line one. No, I just, like, that's just not my thing.
I get what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean? And so here's the deal. the players, the quarterbacks don't want to talk about that either. Because I'm usually, unless I have unique insight into like how I know a coach thinks, I'm usually going to give the player perspective. I'll try to give multiple, but ultimately it's usually from a player's angle. They don't want to talk about it either. Because they've been one or two of two things their whole lives. Black and quarterbacks.
Oh.
So the novelty of it for them has worn off. Now, that doesn't mean we can't recognize the significance. So hear my heart. I'm just saying the more there's like this fine line where you cross over. The less spectacular and less of an anomaly you make something, the more readily we'll become accustomed to it. Now, considering this is the first time, some of that is rendered a moot point. I guess I would mean going forward, because I would guess this won't be the last time it'll happen.
No. This is the start.
No, let's not say that, because there are a lot of folks that thought that they would get back to Super Bowls, and they're still waiting.
I'll tell you what. Anytime you get Patrick Mahomes, you'll find him in the Super Bowl.
Has Patrick Mahomes played in multiple AFC championship games? I'm just is this his third Super Bowl?
Second?
Is it his second? He's only 27.
He lost one, so third?
He lost one and won one.
So yeah. This is his third.
He's 27, and we're confusing the number of trips he's taken to play for a championship.
Why do you think he carries as much criticism as he does all the time? Because he is a product of his own success. He does so well each and every year that people
I guess I didn't realize, and call me naive, I guess I didn't realize how many critics he has.
Tons. And people don't like the best ones. They like the underdog, and they like a new thing. So because somebody's the best, they always are like, I'm tired of this guy.
So what is it that you don't think we like about Mahomes?
That he's always there. That's it. I don't think there's anything else that you dislike about the guy.
Shane, did we hate Brady?
Yes.
No, you do because of the Tuck rule, but
I think we do, but I think
I think Tom Brady has somehow crossed over
to the good guys.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think the Deflategate and other things that follow him.
That's bad. That's bad. I don't want to jump all over you, but can we just admit that the Deflategate thing was nonsense? Like that's a.
You don't think the PSI and the balls were lowered?
I think it's overrated. I think that phenomenon is way overrated.
And it could be.
I really do.
All of that stuff sticks in people's minds. And so,
if you're petty.
But along those lines, because he's so good, because he was always there, people were tired of seeing him. People want the new. They want the fresh. They want to see something different. And that's the same thing with Mahomes. He's always there, which is great. Because it's going to make him a Hall of Famer someday.
Yeah, I just think it's weird. Like, we think he gets, like, preferential treatment and he's special. But he is a special talent. And if I remember correctly, take a stab at how many roughing the passers Patrick Mahomes had called on him all year.
What would be too high of a number?
Well, it's part of the game.
Let's see here. I'm going to say there's no way, but I'm going to say 11.
Two.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't get the whole preferential treatment thing.
But he also gets the ball out every single time, so that doesn't shock me.
But it's not like he's treated differently. I mean, yeah, I used to get on my nerves with the no-look throws and the underhand stuff. But that says more about me than it does him, right? Like, I can realize if I'm being petty or kind of being a hater, yeah.
And how he, I guess, just carries himself throughout the game.
Yeah, I mean,
he's unique. He's fun to watch. People like that, but they liked it so early that now they feel like – and do you ever wonder if it's maybe Chiefs fans that they don't like and it's not Mahomes?
I could see that. I could totally see that. I worked with the most staunch of Chief fans, and but he wasn't obnoxious, like no more than any other fan base. But why do Chiefs fans, I think, get a bad – do they get a bad rap? They seem like they get a bad rap.
The Chiefs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because we live in the Midwest, so we see a lot of Chiefs fans. But is Chiefs fans being passionate about their team any less of a
– No, it's just
– get on my nerves any more than how Vikings fans are total pessimists?
It's
like, that's
about,
annoying,
it's
too.
All about – people being salty that their team isn't the Chiefs.
JP said sports fans are the pettiest. I get it.
Sometimes
JP.
You get a fan who doesn't necessarily know how to take the winning because maybe their team was so bad.
It's
for
just
so
human
long.
Nature.
And maybe when their team is winning, maybe they just come off as being, I don't know, a little bit arrogant or a little bit just, you know, over the top. Sometimes, like if your team was just so bad from the mid-70s and the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, and then all of a sudden you got a great team, you know, they just – sometimes a fan base doesn't necessarily know how to take that in stride.
Fickle people, Brian. See, he's fickle people, Brian, on Twitter. He's out of breath, mm-hmm. Brian, for us. He says people are sick of Mahomes, Nebraska Furniture Mart commercials. But my buddy T-Mac, who's a diehard Texas fan, shout out to you, T-Mac, and your Longhorns getting the win last night at home against Baylor. He said his wife, wait, are they married now or is it still, they're married, right?
Who?
Mahomie and his.
Yes.
Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I think.
They are. He said the wifey and his brother hasn't done Mahomes any favors. But we got to be able to separate that, don't we?
Hey, you know how you said Deflategate isn't a big deal? What about banging trash cans in 2017? We're talking to Aaron Torres next.